another woman's words are your secrets.
My full name is Talia Danae Prince-Wise. I'm in the 9th grade. I believe it was in 5th grade. We had family problems. What? And we got taken out of school in Jersey. And the schools in Jersey wouldn't take us in because it was too late in the year.
She failed 5th grade class due to parenting. Next, she explains her speech impediment.
I can't say certain words. Like, I can't say synonym. I can't say Ascetis. Well, I say all of this funny. I can't say aminal or terminal. I don't really know what other words I don't say right. Because people don't like, I don't like when people correct me on it. So if they hear it, they ignore it. But at least she just has a problem with it.
Trust and freedom.
The word trust, okay. So somebody who would never, you know, like let me down. Somebody who's always there. Somebody who's like, wouldn't stab me in the back. World's favorite. I might be Mother Nisha Rothwell, the mother of Alicia Melanie Rothwell. I don't know.
When you leave this interview, what would you be going to do?
Cry.
Why?
Because, this makes me think about a lot. Like, a whole lot. And a lot of it makes me want to cry.
What have some of your relationships been like?
Relationships like what?
Have you dated before? Answer the question with a statement.
Yes, I have dated before.
Are you recently dating?
Yes. And it's a rocky relationship because we have haters. People in my school like to spread rumors.
About? Do you have any nieces or nephews?
I do have a nephew, indeed. I have a nephew. His name is Akai. He's in St. Williams. I named him, and he is the most beautiful baby in the world, but he is horribly behaved.
How's your home life?
Hectic. It's very chaotic.
Why so?
Well, because there are about 59 people in my house. Well, there were up until recently, but still, there were a lot of people in my house, so it was always loud. There were never, like, any quiet moments unless the whole house was asleep. And then my mom, she's crazy. She's, like, really, really crazy.
Describe your mom's personality.
Schizophrenic, probably bipolar. She has multiple personalities. She's prescribed for all this. Does she take her pills? I'm not sure. But I recommend her taking them. Absolutely.
How is her relationship with the rest of your siblings?
Well, she absolutely adores my older brother, Gary. He's absolutely, like, the limelight of her life. I don't know. I think he goes to Westchester College because he was currently at HBCU. He went to Cheney University. And then he got hurt because he plays football. And now he goes to some other college. But, yeah, she really, really likes him. My sister Tiffany. She's her firstborn, so she absolutely loves her so much. My mom loves all her children, just not at the same time. My sister Tyra, she's a Spitfire still. She wasn't a very nice child. She kind of resembled the cartoon character Almira. She's killing you with love. My brother Takeem, well, we're yin and yang. We're not Julian Roman, we're yin and yang, hip and hop. cheese and sprinkles, ice cream and cake, two peas in a trippy pot pie, pod, whatever. He was always, like, you know, the bad child, the dark one. And I was always, you know, the golden child. I always behaved in school and at home. I was the snitch of the family. So my mom would bribe me with cookies and money and cake and treats. I was a fat child.
When did snitching and your siblings cross lines?
When something got broke while my mom was at work and she wanted to know who did it. And she would pay me about, like, well, this was a while ago. Like, I stopped snitching when I was, like, 7 because they used to beat me up when she left for work because my mom was always working before she got hurt. And so she would bribe me, and I would snitch, and then I would cry when she would leave because I thought they were going to beat me up, which they did. They locked me in the basement for about 3 hours, and they fed me twice because I was a fat child. I keep saying that. I was a greedy child. And so they fed me twice. They locked me in the basement, though. It was a fully furnished basement, but still, I was in the basement by myself. But, yeah. My mom, she went through this really, really serious depression. And so after that, she would just be, like, tripping all the time. She would just go crazy. And the next minute, be totally calm.
Do you feel as if you can go to your mom for anything?
Honestly?
Yes.
No, not at all.
Would you mind stating why?
I would mind, but I don't want to die, so I'm going to answer it. I don't really trust my mom. My mom doesn't trust me, but that's because I think, you know, she was a little loose when she was young, so I don't know what was going on in the 90s and the 80s, but, something must have been going on because, she's always accusing me. But I really trust my mom to handle the situation well, because, like, if I came to her about, like, a guy I liked or, like, relationship problems, she would always bring it back to, like, sex, and I'm going to get pregnant and all of this and this, that, and the third. So I really wouldn't trust her with anything.
Is your mom there for you, though? Such as financially, emotionally, so forth and so forth?
Most of the time my mom is there financially and emotionally. Not always. She doesn't always see, because I'm really emotional. So, like, I'm really emotional. So she doesn't always, like, understand why I'm so emotional. And, like, if I'm crying for some odd reason, she doesn't understand why I'm crying. And I don't really want to tell her. So most times she just doesn't care. She'll ask me if I'm okay. And if I say yes, she'll just walk out. And that's probably, like, the best thing she could do.
And why do you think that?
Because if she, like, snaps and she trips out, then that's gonna, like, it's gonna make me snap and trip out. Because if you don't really care and all you're gonna do is jump to conclusions and get angry and assume, then there's no point in me talking to you. So you might as well just ask them, okay, if I tell you yes, then go away.
Who can you go to with anything?
My sisters, most times.
Anyone in particular?
My sister Taisha, she's not really my sister. I call her sister because she's been around for almost like 3 or 4 years. Also my sister Jamie, because she's been around for like 5 years. And I say them because they're understanding. And it's like with my own sisters, they automatically jump to like my safety and everything else. And yeah.
What are some of the main people that are in your life every day?
I've said this before, my best friend Alicia, she's there. We see each other like every day. I don't see us ever like not being friends. I mean, we argue a lot, but she's still there when I need her. And my sisters.
Do you have any kind of boundaries that that you wouldn't want them to cross?
Right. Oh,
Just like the main people that are there every day for you.
Like, I wouldn't want them to judge me based on any decisions I make. If anything, they should be there, like, guiding me, because they're all older than me. So they should be, like, my guideline. Like, when you're writing an essay, they should be, like, they should be my rough draft so that my final revision is in A-plus material. So I really wouldn't want them to judge me based off of, like, any decision I make. Like, if I decided to elope and get married at 17, then they shouldn't, like, tell me that my marriage is going to fail or something like that. That's not what I want. I want them to give me good advice.
Have they ever steered you wrong yet?
No, they haven't. Because, well, all of my sisters are into girls. I'm straight, so, but all my sisters are into girls. But even, like my all my sisters, they've at one point liked guys. Like, there was this time, like, just recently, I had a argument with my recent boyfriend, and even though they're all in a relationship with another female, they gave me wonderful, wonderful advice. They told me to just sit down and talk and have a conversation. And as long as we could communicate with each other, we were going to be all right. So that's what I tried my best to do. And so I guess it kind of worked out really well. I'm happy it did, though, because he's, like, really, really sweet. Like, I love him so much.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do. It's whack.
How often do you use it?
About 6 times a day. 6 times an hour.
For what?
For, like, well, I go on the internet, I go on my Instagram, I go on my Facebook, I call my mom, I call my best friend, I call my sisters, I keep in touch with all my family because we're not all in Philly.
How's your social life?
It's whack.
Why so?
Because I don't have a social life.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Bye. See you later. Get out. Stop speaking. Why is your social life whack?
It's whack because I really don't have one. Like, last summer, me, my best friend Alicia, my sister Maya, her cousin Cece, and all our other friends, all our other groupies, and all our other followers. Yes, there are many of them. We spent most of our days in the park being bored, being accused of going to see boys every day.
Did we go see boys, for the record? Not part of my project, but...
No, we did not.
Go put that out there.
We have, like, much more to do with our lives. Don't worry about some nappy-headed boys from Frankfurt.
How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
Do you
I'll plan, be 15 in 2 weeks, though. A week and a half.
Do you plan on getting a job?
Yes, I do. I have, I'm going in for an interview at the zoo soon. I love boys so much.
Ramadan Shabazz Ali. Ramadan. Let me give you your conceived name, Thomas Jones. Can you leave? Can you leave?
I'm a 16.
Pop up! It's not funny. It's a project, and you're playing games.
They all, like, so chill upstairs. So they really are so loud. I like fried chicken. My mom makes the best fried chicken in the world.
She does?
She does. It's so good.
Do you, like, love your mother?
Sometimes.
Thank you for doing this interview. I appreciate it. Thank you for doing this interview. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.